This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There is progress being made in the battle to keep two Delaware County hospitals open. The nonprofit that has been propping up Crozer Health has committed to more funding as talks about a new owner continue. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us from Chester with the update this morning. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. And the Foundation for Delaware County in bankruptcy court yesterday said it would give $13 million to get the Crozer Health System going through at least April 1st. That's on top of the $7 million the foundation already gave to keep the doors open at Crozer Chester Medical Center here in Chester and Taylor Hospital during the last few weeks. Now, the hope is this funding here will be a bridge from Crozer's current owner, Prospect Medical Holdings, which filed for bankruptcy a couple months ago, to a new nonprofit ownership group that will include a number of entities, including Penn Medicine. And that has Peggy Malone, the president of Crozer Chester Nurses Association, feeling very optimistic.
We know there's, you know, a lot of time between now and the first, and these deals take a lot of hard work. But we're really going to try to stay hopeful and hope that this hospital is going to be around for a long time.
And she says that would be a big win for patients in this community who rely on the Crozer Health System. We could learn more during another hearing that's scheduled for tomorrow, Carol. Ultimately, it'll be up to that bankruptcy court judge in this case to approve a sale.
All right. Thank you, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez in Chester.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.